Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is a Thursday, March 16th, 2023. And I want to welcome everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. You know, I've got to say, it was a great week appearing with Alex this week on InfoWars. Please, if you haven't done so already, please do me a favor. Please watch that segment with Alex Jones. And leave a comment, send an email to Alex. Say, hey, you know what? I enjoyed that segment with Doug. If you did. If not, then, well, then stay quiet. I'm kidding, of course. But, you know, the reason I brought that up, there's two reasons. The first reason is the independent media right now is under attack. There it is, right there. Look at that. Eric the Tech is, like, fantastic. I didn't even tell him about this. I was going to mention this. But the alternative media is under attack. And if there's anyone really under attack by the deep state, it's Alex and his crew. A lot of people don't mention his crew. But look, I know the inside baseball of what's going on. And if you stand for someone or with someone that's an enemy of the deep state, your life is not exactly all peaches and cream. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm a poet. But so you've got to understand there's a war going on, we're in a war, and as people say, what would you expect? There's a war going on, and there is. There's a war against us, and there's a war against truth tellers. So, but I want to thank publicly Alex and his crew, wonderful crew. They're embattled, you know, tremendously. So, and the second reason I want to mention that too is. Hopefully tomorrow, I'm going to address this right now. Hopefully tomorrow, here's what we need to do, because I was looking at some metrics, and yes, this is important for you, so don't turn off the radio or wrong. Yes, this is important for you, okay? As you know, this is a numbers game. We outnumber the, I'm not going to say Muppets, because somebody had commented, boy, you're giving Muppets a bad name. We outnumber the maggots, okay? And when I say maggots, it's with an O, not with an A like the left does. I'm talking about the slug, you know, the fly larvae, the equivalent thereof. We outnumber them. For some reason, they believe... Well, you know the reason that they want, they believe that they can take over the world and use us as serfs. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. So we have to fight. And one of the ways we can fight, and I ask you this as a favor to you, please subscribe to our Rumble or any channels that we have on Rumble, on Brighteon, on Spreaker. Please subscribe. And if you're so inclined, give us a like, a thumbs up, whatever they call those now nowadays. It changes the metrics. It bumps us up in the visibility scale, and it also gives me the warm fuzzies. What more do you need, right? So with me right now is is the infamous Randy Taylor again.
A.K.A. R.T.
A.K.A.
R.T.
R.T. R.T. With me is R.T. I'm going to start calling him R.T.
There you go.
I've called him a number of things. In
the- Over the years, yeah. R.T. checking in there, sir.
Just a, to the audience, just a real quick thing. You ever ride with someone and get tased in the car? I'll just leave that there and forget about the rest. All right.
Or shoot out and flipped off firehooker. Right at the end of the hood, you know. shows how sneaky we were that day.
Well, yeah, I think we put ourselves out there, or actually get disinvited from a tour of a mosque because of RT. You know, he wanted to go places where the tour didn't go, and no. So of course, you know, the police. Well, never mind. All right. Yeah, it involves police and all kinds of stuff. But we, you know, through the years, we've had a good time, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Through the exploded vehicles and the death threats and the whatever.
wouldn't trade it for anything, sir.
Tell you what, there's a guy right there that will walk to the gates of hell with you and
smile to the wall, buddy.
Doing it.
To the wall.
Amen to that. All right, so I got a good show lined up for you today. A couple of things, of course, we can talk about. You know, look, this bank thing, when I say this bank thing, the bank's going under. If anyone, to me, and RT, tell me about this. Because I want you with me tomorrow, too, because tomorrow, hopefully, if this is okay, it depends on schedules, but... hopefully what I'd like to do is I'd like to take, because people have, taken the time to make comments on Rumble and Brighteon and such, let's address some of the comments, you know, let's address them.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'd like that.
Now I'm not talking about the FU comments or, you know,
well, hey, we can respond to those too, sir.
I'm talking about the ones that, you know, actually make you think that we have some people that really make you think, but kind of interactive. Okay. But this whole bank bailout stuff, to me, they just nationalized the banks. Now, in Canada, where you've got connections, deep connections, family in Session Canada, you saw what they did to the truckers up there with the bank accounts.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what they're trying to do here. That's their ultimate objective, is to you speak out against the
establishment.
Regime. Yeah, they're coming after your money.
They absolutely. And if you had even sent a couple, I don't care if you sent a dollar to the trucking campaign, they were freezing bank accounts.
Freezing bank accounts. And I know with some of the alternative platforms that we no longer are part of, they will take your money.
Yep. There's several incidents involving various degrees of punishment for speaking your mind or supporting people that are speaking their mind. Canada is in a lot of trouble. I'm serious. I'm considering liquidating any and all assets there and not going there again.
I'm not sure they'd let you back in.
No, that's true too. But I mean, I have family up there too. And so there's things going on that are far worse than the U.S. at this time. And Justin Trudeau just thinks he's a dictator and can do whatever he wants. He breaks the law at will. And if anyone tries to come back at him, he destroys them. However, one of the military guys that he went after was acquitted of any and all charges, which were phony, bony charges, and he is personally suing Justin Trudeau.
Never
happens.
That's a good thing. So
millions of dollars. Trudeau's have a lot of money.
Well, yeah. I'm sure. Of course, I don't know if they got any of the Castro estate, but
I'm not even going to go there.
there's no immunity there. I mean, will that advance in that court system, do you think?
That's the problem, is one phone call and that could be dead in the water. But it's like with the SNC-Lavalin thing up here. You know, nothing punitive ever happens to this little puke, you know? Nothing. And honestly, I'm tired of the Bidens. I'm tired of the Trudeaus of this world to think that they're just going to do whatever the hell they want to do and we're not going to do anything about it. It's coming.
Wow. Well,
People don't lose faith. All right.
And that I believe that's what we have to kind of portray. Let's not lose faith.
No, and don't. And I'm like, you know what? I have a ton of health problems. I've had everything thrown at me. You wouldn't believe what's going on. I have not lost my faith.
No, that's one thing I got to say. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'm in a wheelchair. I have not lost my faith. And I won't lose my faith. I'll keep it till the day I die. But amen. If I didn't have that faith, you know what? I'd just be another casualty of this war.
Well, to me, I think you'll agree, the wheels are temporary until you get some things taken care of. And then once that, you know, you'll be back in the saddle again. So, or you're already in the saddle. You're just in the side saddle as opposed to the main saddle. But you'll be fine.
It's like my wife says, it good days and there's bad days.
Amen to that.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to show you this. This happened 29 years ago today. If we can put the image up first.
Oh, before I was born.
Wish. Wishful thinking. Before I was born.
Yeah, before Eric the Tech. Eric the Tech, you know, you're a youngster. I'm telling you, man. Of course, married to my daughter. I hope so. All right. March 16th, 1984. A good father, Gary Plushay, cured a pedophile. Now, Randy Taylor, do you remember this?
I remember. No, honestly, I don't. I was just finishing. I had been out of the military for about a year or so, and quite busy just trying to get back into normal life at the time. I don't remember.
All right. So I remember being in my living room at the time and watching this on the news. I think I might have even had a Swanson's TV dinner. No.
Living the high life, baby. You were obviously single at the time, right? Don't say your wife fed you TV dinner.
No, it wasn't my wife. No. Actually, there was a slight transition period there. Okay, what happened was a young boy was kidnapped. I mean, this is a whole big story. You can search the name. I'm not going to put this out there for people to find. We have the unedited version. I believe it's unedited version of what happened. I want to show you this. This is what happened at the airport. This is only like, I don't know, 16, 17 seconds in length. But the man that you saw in being escorted through the airport, and I talk about this quite frequently, did unspeakable things to a young man, like 12-year-old man. Okay. And the father, knowing the criminal justice system, even at that time, would not come through.
It would fail.
It would fail. And yeah, plus what they would put the child through, it would be unspeakable. So, folks, you can find the story on this. I think the true crime episode on video. I think they've got this. But anyway, watch this video. And this is a good, to me, a good father curing a pedophile. Now, do I endorse this today? I can't say that I don't. Would I engage in it? No. And I'm not encouraging other engagement or other people to do this. But here it is. We'll talk about this afterwards because there's a point here. Watch this raw clip here.
Or just revenge.
I remember this.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, at that time, like, what, 24 cents for a round. Okay. Now that put a round.
Or just revenge.
Yeah, Jack Ruby.
Yeah. Now, people might say, well, that's not very Christian-like. Well,
I challenge that.
I challenge that too. I do believe that we have Well, I'm not going to go there, but you saw what happened. So
Jesus asked, how far would you go to be my disciple?
Well, yeah. And you know, we're going to get a lot of blowback from people who say, well, that's, again, not very Christian-like people. Well, I'll tell you what.
Complacency.
And therein lies that core issue that I want to address today is the fact that we have today's youth, young people, 18 to 35, Randy Taylor, first of all, they accept no responsibility. Half of them are not married. They live in their parents' basement. They live off other people's largesse or whatever. They're the government's teat. So we're raising a generations of morons.
Yeah, that in some cases. And Doug, complacency is why we are where we are today. Complacency of Christians.
Yes.
Of Christians.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, the old saying, well, you know, Christian politics don't mix. No, they absolutely mix and must mix. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You've got to have, if you talk, sermons should be about current events. Yes. And
they're terrified to do that.
Exactly.
It's a huge failure. The churches overall are a huge failure. They have failed humanity.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. I want to move just briefly, and then on the other side, we're going to talk about this. I want to get this in before while we still have time. Remember how you and I spoke about, and I've been speaking about this for the last couple of weeks, a lot of smoke, you know, within the congressional hearings about big tech or Fauci or this, and you got Jordan out there just pounding the table and just lighting people up. But to what end? Are we seeing any kind of?
He talks a good show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mike Davis appeared on Steve Bannon's show, and I was a little birdie told me that they heard something I said. They, meaning people associated with that show, heard something I said. And there was a question that was asked. I'm going to play this clip, and then let's you and I talk about this, and we'll drill down on this after this clip. This is video number 2 on today's show notes. Go to HagmanPI.com. That's right. Bookmark that website, HagmanPI.com. And by the way, feel free to share this video, all of this, all of what we do here. Share it on your social networking and tell people, encourage people, actually, to listen in or view in. Go ahead.
No, it's just every time you invite somebody, that's another Patriot on board.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'll fix this for the show notes. I have two videos labeled number 2. Yeah, Mike Davis, video 2, the first 2. Mike Davis, Jim Jordan has no intention of holding big tech accountable. Watch this.
So Davis, I mean, you were born fighting. People can see that, you know, the red hair, the square jaw. You're born fighting. Help me. I think it was The Hill this morning. I get up and I read this article. Please tell me this is not true. That the Republican Party, there's a leak, and it said, I think it's Facebook, Google, Amazon, Twitter. They're not really going to go after big tech at the highest level and for the biggest antitrust, all this other big stuff. They're going to lay off it. Is there any truth to that rumor that I think was in the Hill newspaper this morning? Please tell me it's not true.
This is confirming what I've been saying for 3 years, which is Jim Jordan has no intention of holding big tech accountable. The way you can hold big tech accountable is by updating and enforcing our century-old antitrust laws to break up big tech's monopoly over various parts of the tech market. The silver bullet is breaking up Google's advertising monopoly. They monopolize all three sides of online advertising: the buy, sell, and trade side. And that's the key.
Hang on. I'll get in the detail. I'll get in the detail in a second. But here's what I understand, and we're going to hold you through to the 6 o'clock hour. And look, there's so many people think so highly of Jim Jordan, and I do too. He went out of his way, said, I don't want to be speaker. I want to chair judiciary. I'm going to take judiciary down at Yuma. I'm going to do these field hearings because I really want to chair weaponization. It's going to be a historic committee. Help me out here, Brother Davis. How can you really get to the heart of the weaponization of government? The triggering mechanism is big tech. Right. It's not just the administrative state. The administrative state's ally and actually the weapon they're using is big tech. Do I have that construct wrong, sir?
No. I mean, you absolutely saw this. We saw this during COVID where Tony Fauci and other COVIDians colluded with big tech to censor, silence, deplatform and cancel anyone who dared to question the so-called COVID science, the Fauci science. The science is supposed to be an evolving debate. There's supposed to be a scientific method. Senator Rand Paul, a medical doctor and one of our key policymakers in the federal government, got censored and deplatformed from YouTube, Google's YouTube, because he questioned Tony Fauci and the COVIDians. If Google competed against YouTube instead of acquired YouTube, there's no chance they would have done that. They would have had to compete for users. And so that is why antitrust and breaking up big tech will fix the censorship problem, right?
Mike, how could you sit through the Matt Taibbi and these other people? How could you sit through the Matt Taibbi hearing and not know that you have to go after big tech? I mean, am I missing it? There's got to be a logic to why this is not happening. If you're going to have a weaponization of government and get to solutions, you have to go after big tech. Is there anything you and I are missing on this?
It's what I've been saying for 3 years, and that is Jim Jordan says all the right things. He rolls up his sleeves, goes on Fox News, pounds the table, says he's going to go after big tech, says he's going to go after the deep state. He's not. He's a performance artist. I've done this stuff. I worked on this for Senator Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I held 30 hearings, 41 debates and votes. I was in the fight. I know how to do oversight. Jim Jordan is he's a show horse. He's not a workhorse.
Article 3 Project. That's Mike Davis, Randy Taylor. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely agree with him. Jim Jordan is he's all show and no go. He pounds the desk and all that, and they probably go out in the hallway and laugh about it. I look at him. He's like Lindsey Graham, whatever way the wind's blowing.
Well, you know? Lindsey Graham's a war hawk, and he loves war because he's you know, up to his eyeballs in investments and
It's just like I had some hope years ago that Trey Gowdy would jump in there and help Trump out, you know, with the impeachment and everything.
Right.
Ran with his tail tucked between his legs, but he'd go on Fox News and talk a bunch of crap. I'm tired of these guys that talk crap. I'm sick and tired. I mean, we need to call their bluff because they're bluffing. And at the end of the day, I hate to say this, and this is, at the end of the day, they're all the same.
I agree with you on that. You know,
except that Rand Paul, I do like that fella. And he's a constitutionalist. That's what I like about him. He stands his ground. But he's outnumbered. Where's he going to go with it if everybody else is just blowing hot air? But I got to admit, and he takes a lot of crap for it. I'll give him that.
I mean, he was personally beat up by a neighbor. Look, mm-hmm. I know that some people will say that was because of a neighborhood dispute. I'm not so sure about that.
And I'm sure he's been threatened in ways that he doesn't even talk about. I'll tell you another one that's really starting to get my dander up is this McCarthy guy. Okay? And I'll tell you why. Sure, he turned all the video over to Tucker Carlson. So what? We've already seen the videos. We already know this. Why isn't there hearings? Why isn't somebody being called on the carpet? Why hasn't somebody been charges pressed against them? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%.
Just taking them, handing them off and going, here, Doug, do something. Well, I know I'm a big shot Congress. Well, I want you to show the videos to people. We can watch those videos until we puke. And it means nothing. It means nothing.
Well, I think the videos, in a way, first of all, to me, here's how to handle that. Put them on the internet and let them be crowdsourced. Right. Okay.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Don't spoon feed us.
But again, I think the videos are more of a trinket, a shiny trinket, because where you're going to find the answer is in the planning, the coordination between Pelosi, the Capitol Police, the FBI, the intelligence community, which really was the front line of that J6 incursion into the Capitol. And I think that, again, as I said, you and I spoke about this, mission accomplished. I think the greater objective there was to make sure that the two motions that would hold to account the fraud in the 2020 election never made the floor. And that's what happened. Okay. So there's the area of investigation. And you know, both of us are familiar with, I mean, we've done, I'll just say this, it's a family affair. And I'll just leave that. I'll put a period right there. People can read between the lines. But we've done a lot of investigations, and collectively and individually. And the bottom line is, you can't get derailed by false leads or leads that end up going nowhere.
Yep. The rabbit holes.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of those.
Well, yeah. And I think you're right. But 41,000 hours. And so the other part of that, though, there is some exculpatory evidence contained within the 41,000 hours.
If they could use it in court.
Which obviously the judges, the Soros judges, and in D.C., who in the hell gets a fair trial if you're a conservative in D.C.?
And where are all these judges that Trump appointed? where are they at?
Not there.
Where are they at? They're on vacation. What happened?
Well, and look at his appointments too. The Supreme Court, talk about disappointments, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
the only Supreme Court justice I really have faith in and believe in is Justice Thomas, and I had the opportunity to speak with and some conversation with his wife as well. But this is going back some time.
And yeah, because even the Supreme Court is corrupt. You remember the old bag, RBG? she was laying out political opinions on the media while she was a sitting justice.
Yeah. Overseas and nobody, as well.
And nobody said a word to her.
Right.
I'd have bounced her little scrawny butt right off there.
Incredible stuff when you think about it.
Anybody thinks that the system isn't tainted, and then people wonder why nobody's doing anything? The Patriots, they're scared to death. You're going to lose everything, because the day we charge the hill, okay, and decide to take the hill, everybody's going to lose everything. It's all or nothing when that day comes. And that's it. Listen, that's a theoretical day. Those who are listening that just got excited. Okay. Your day's coming. It's just a matter of time. I can't tell you what day it is. I can't tell you who's going to be there. But I'm going to tell you, just by divine intervention, the day's coming. Know it. You got a Bible, baby. Know it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of real estate left between that point in today. Now,
yes, sir.
I don't know the time, okay, but I know that a lot of events have to happen before we get.
But we also, because of our having our fingers on the pulse of the American people, we're not the only ones that are upset.
Oh no!
I'm gonna stop and think. Just take the different people, the Alex Jones and his audience, this platform and its audience, and Breitbart. You know, what's his name? Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon. You know what I'm saying? We know what the pulse is. And it's like Doug just said, there's going to be a couple events that'll trigger it. Just like the Revolutionary War, there were some events that triggered it. This is how these things happen. I'm not telling you that's what's the day that's going to happen. I don't know what event's going to happen, but history repeats itself. That's simple. History repeats itself.
And here's another issue. And again, you and I together and individually and myself, just really attempting to address things that other that you're not going to hear elsewhere or see mm-hmm. elsewhere. Okay, yeah. Bringing you fresh new information with the staff that we have, limited staff, limited resources. But here's something that I'm very, very concerned about. You see what's going on in the Netherlands with the farmer protests, the huge protest. Yes. Oh, wait, we don't see that because the media is not playing that. Bolsonaro in Brazil, that's another thing. So the Netherlands, the upset with the stolen election from Bolsonaro in Brazil. I got people when I was down south, I was talking with people who are in direct contact with Bolsonaro and the ousted president or the so-called, the Donald Trump of Brazil in terms of the elections. But we're not hearing about what's going on in Brazil, how everybody's cracking down on, or the government's cracking down on the protesters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So around the world.
Man. Around the world. This is a worldwide event. The worldwide event's taking place. Yeah. Go ahead.
And realistically, we don't know where the event will take place that you're going to change everything. We don't know that. We have no way of knowing what the event would be, when it'll be, nothing. But history repeats itself. And don't base everything you think on just what's happening in the U.S. That's what I want to warn everybody about.
Yes.
The world is way bigger than us. And remember, it's not the new U.S. order. It's the new world order. It's the globalist that we're against. When you say global, that's everybody. And they're not showing us what's going on overseas because they don't want us to get riled. They don't want us to get pumped up. They're honestly, they know damn good and well in Washington, D.C., if the Patriots wanted to go in and take the Capitol, we walk in and take the Capitol. There's nothing they could do about it.
That's right.
Realistically. We're just trying to solve it the right way first.
You know, you look at the photo, the photographs from January 6th, and people, these congressmen and the media calling this an insurrection. If we wanted an insurrection, you damn well bet there would have been an insurrection with the number of people there.
Oh, yeah. I admire the people on January 6th because they did take advice. They didn't go down there armed. Okay. And look what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Had they showed up armed, it would have been a bloodbath. And it wouldn't have been the Capitol Police winning the bloodbath.
Well, yeah. And yeah. Man, there is so much to unpack with January 6th, I believe.
Yes, and it's not even a quarter of the way unpacked. And it, unfortunately, if we don't correct it, history is going to tell the wrong story.
That's correct.
We have to fix the story. We have to tell the truth, which would be something really new for Washington, D.C. But I hope maybe some historians will dig into it. And that's everything's so corrupt. You get out of bed and you just want to put your fist through the wall some days.
Yeah, I know that feeling, if you ever make it to bed. But yeah. I was watching a video from 1983 of talk, and you know, it's interesting because many of the same talking points about the corruption and stuff were in that video, and that's, you're looking at 40 years ago. So nothing has changed. So for 40 years, we've sat around basically and had no impact on the corruption or the events. It's about time that we start to change things as necessary.
Yes. They need all this talk about gun grabbing and UN troops coming in to grab guns. I'll tell you right now, that would be a mistake.
Well, and about that,
I don't see that. That would be like a suicide move by the government.
Well, they're backdooring this. Dan Bongino and Eric the Tech, I'm going to send you something. I watched this and I debated about showing this today, and I didn't put it part of the show prep, but I will now.
Cool.
Okay, so talk amongst yourselves, everyone. Let's see here. Okay, here it is. The truth behind universal background checks. When Biden came out, and you know, there was a comment, hopefully we can address this tomorrow. There was a comment by someone who stated, have you noticed, essentially, this is part of, this is an extension of Barack Hussein Obama's policies. And, yeah. And man, I thought, what a great comment that was. Because, yeah, it is. So I'm going to send this right now to Eric the Tech. Here you go. It's coming at you. It's going to be untitled, but for the show prep, it'll be titled. And this addresses exactly, I believe, what the objective is. Not even the subject title. So there you go. It's just a ding-a-lingy link there. Okay, so hang on just 1 second. Let me make sure. Yeah, you should have it right now. And then let me know when you're ready to play that. But the real reason behind this recent... It's Biden talking, but what's going on up here, you know, it's like two monkeys fighting over a banana in his head, because
or a bunch of monkeys fighting over a football.
Yeah exactly. I mean, the guy's not there. We know that, right?
No.
I mean,
no.
So it's Uncle not Tullis, his.
He's fried.
Right.
He's merely repeating someone else's words, believe me. And I think those are Obama's words that he repeats.
I believe that to be the case. I really do. So when that's ready, let me know.
It appears when you listen to Biden, it's like Obama by proxy.
Exactly.
And we know that Obama has an office there in D.C.,
yep.
Not far from the White House, loaded with staff. I'll tell you right now, they're not researching library books to put in his library. Okay, they're running a shadow government out of Obama's office. People need to understand this, okay? Obama was not either. He wasn't elected properly either.
No.
This little turd came out of Chicago. I'd never even heard of him, okay? But this guy was inserted, okay? And George, I'll tell you what, George Bush Sr. made sure that he was put in. It was one, because his son had pissed everybody off in the Middle East. Nobody in the Middle East was going to talk to us. Muslims hated us and everything. It didn't matter if Bozo the Clown ran against George Bush or against the, sorry, Bush already did his two terms. It didn't matter if Bozo the Clown ran against whoever was running on the GOP side. It didn't matter. They hated the GOP. And it doesn't, and that's what I say. These people are all the same. So it didn't matter. It doesn't matter to the globalists. Okay, well, they don't want a GOP guy. Okay, good. Put that Obama guy in there. Put him in there.
And yeah, as a junior senator from Illinois, prepping him, especially being on the Lugar Commission for mm-hmm. disarmament. You know, there's a whole lot of things that are strange. And the fact that, of course, you know, we don't know about, really, we don't know who he and Michael are. Okay. Right. Okay.
And how are you a terrorist member of the Weather Underground and become president?
Well, exactly. Yes. Yes.
Hey, did you explain that one to me?
Bill Ayers. I mean, getting is starting the Bill Ayers, living room? You gotta be kidding me.
And what were they saying? What was their motto? That if it cost the lives of a million people, to push something through, that's that was just the cost. So you remember it. Yep. People need to remember. We need to go back. You need to go back and read about the weather. People need to, you know, Doug, that's gonna be some subject matter on some of the articles I'm gonna write. I'm gonna pin his ears back.
Well, thank you. Yes.
People have forgotten.
And, you know, I remember interviewing Larry Grathwohl and speaking to him, you know, right before he passed away. The amount of information he had was just absolutely incredible. And the guy was as genuine as anyone could be. And him saying, look, I mean, these people were serious about the wholesale murder of all of us. And
yes,
it's crazy.
To achieve their objective.
Right.
The end justifies the means. That's exactly the way they look at things.
Well, here's Dan Bongino's take on this gun grab. And he's not wrong. Okay. Cool. Again, whatever you think about Dan,
he's a good guy. That's a good man.
Okay. So watch this. At least we'll play the first 2 minutes of it or whatever. But what he said makes a lot of sense. Here it is.
Here's Biden yesterday telling you what he's going to do with universal background checks. Take a listen.
First, this executive order helps keep firearms out of dangerous hands. as I continue to call on Congress to require background checks for all firearm sales. And in the meantime, my executive order directs my attorney general to take every lawful action possible to move us as close as we can to universal background checks without new legislation.
Just once in a while, it'd be really, really good to predict something about the tyrannical Democrats and be wrong about it. It's not hard, folks. This is not some matter of I'm smarter than anyone else out there. A number of conservative commentators called this too. However, this background check thing I've warned you about forever is only a vehicle to create a gun list. Now, what's the problem with universal background checks? Well, the Democrats, because a lot of the good Republicans, Freedom Caucus folks and others, are savvy to what the Democrats are doing in trying to create a list. So it hasn't been able to pass by law. So, of course, because Biden doesn't believe in the law and the Constitution, who passes the laws? Oh, the Congress, right? The president doesn't write law? No, the president doesn't do that. But, of course, the president, you know, he doesn't, this guy, he's a tyrant. I mean, he's a corrupt tyrant, obviously. The president decided to write his own law through an executive order saying, we're going to expand background checks. And I warned when this Uvalde gun bill, after the tragedy in Uvalde passed and dumb Republicans signed onto it, I warned you that there was a stipulation in this bill where they categorized almost anyone who sells a firearm as a federal firearms licensee, and therefore you'd have to register, which would do what, Joe? Create a list.
Yep.
They'd create a list. I warned you about this a long time ago, that they were going to recategorize Joe selling the gun to his son if Joe made a profit as a federal firearms licensee, meaning he would have to go through a background check and put the kid on a list. And of course, that's exactly what Biden's executive order that he launched yesterday is going to do. He instructed the attorney general to basically categorize everyone as a federal firearms licensee that earns a profit, so you can be put on a list. Here is a show from, what, 8-9 months ago, about a minute-long clip of me warning you exactly about the Uvalde gun bill, and it all came true yesterday. Take a listen. An FFL, a federal firearms licensee, someone licensed to sell firearms, right? Federal firearm licensee. The bill does this dipsy-doo, quickaroo, kind of a flipperoo end-around. A quickaroo, flipperoo, right? Section 120002, it redefines who an FFL is. It redefines by striking with the principal objective of livelihood and profit and inserting to predominantly earn a profit. Really? So you could be declared an FFL with all the licensing requirements if you sell your own guns privately to predominantly earn a profit? That sounds like it could be just about anyone. I think that's the point. So you couldn't get universal background checks. What's the point of universal background checks? Come on, ladies, fellas, you all know, you listen to the show, you know it better than I do. The point of universal background checks is because Democrats want a list of everyone who has firearms. And if every private sale to a legal gun owner, including you selling or giving your guns to your kids when you die, has to be documented, the Democrats have a list of everybody who has guns so they can come get them later. That's why they want universal background checks. And it happened yesterday.
All right.
And stupid,
right,
dopey.
And the clip, the link will be at HagmanPI.com. Now, don't forget, with the measure he was talking about, too, the U.S. Senate approving the first major gun legislation since 1994 happened in 2022 with the Republican support. And that's what Bongino was talking about. And that set the stage for what's happening today. So this is one bird, two wings. Same bird, two wings. You know, and
so does that license give you the right to own automatic weapons?
Hey, that's a good point. I'm sure if you pay the tax stamp and
there you go. That's the way I understand it.
I never really gave it a thought from that direction. Does that give you being an FFL essentially?
Just a second. I got to take this.
Yeah, go ahead. All right. So that that video that you just saw with Dan Bongino makes, to me, makes a whole lot of sense. And if we go back to, again, go back to 2022, last year, it's John Cornyn succeeded in passing this landmark gun legislation in the Senate, which was an achievement that comes, that came actually 19 weeks or came just weeks after 19 children and two teachers were murdered in that school shooting in Uvalde. Now, there's a lot of problems with that shooting. I don't know about you folks, but I've got my questions on that. But known, and here's the key in my view, known as the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. What's the key word there? Bipartisan. And again, we all know two parties, same bird, same objectives. Just like Jim Jordan, as discussed earlier, you know, will there be anything meaningful, any perp walks taking place? I highly doubt it. So just like that with this particular bill, we saw the agency, shall we say, of the single bipartisan committee being effective in changing the laws. And any law, any measure that is antithetical to the Second Amendment should be nullified, should be null and void, because the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is, in fact, superior to any law. You cannot mess with the Constitution. And I'm so tired. And Randy, RT, let me know when you're back.
I'm back. Okay. I apologize for that. Folks, that's rare, but that was a very, very important phone call.
All right. No worries about that. But what we're seeing here is the ultimate. They're going to get our guns. They don't want to go door to door for them because they know that would be a bloodbath. So they're going to get our guns. They're going to see how many people comply with this. And then, of course, those who don't comply will be fined, will be made into felons.
Folks, I want you guys to remember something. Remember all the FEMA camps?
Yes.
There's abandoned, but they're functional. But there's just nobody in them all over the country. So when they talk about re-education camps, that's not a joke. That's not something we just pulled out of our butts. Those camps are there. And I can tell you about those camps because I hate to say it, the company that I owned, we used to sell to Halliburton. I'll tell you right now, those camps exist. Halliburton built those camps.
To what end? What more can you say about them?
There's not much more I can say on that without making myself look like an ass, because at the time, I was supplying them.
How soon can they be activated?
They're tomorrow.
All right.
And every one of them has a set of train tracks going into them. I'm telling you, they're not using them for, you know, they don't say that there's not enough prison space in the U.S. Why wouldn't you use all these camps? No. There's going to be special people in those camps. They're going to be the ones that resist. And please, I've never lied to you people about anything. I'm telling you. Those camps exist, and they're waiting for patriots.
How do we, at this point, I know Gun Owners of America very vocal on the issue, but how do you suggest we fight back against things like this? I mean, because
I don't want to get myself in trouble legally here. Some people don't register everything they buy. Some people that I know, okay, they don't register everything they buy. Everybody, you know what I mean?
No, wait a second. How can you do that?
As long as you a bill of sale.
So, but it's got to be a private sale as opposed to you walking into a gun store.
No. That's what I'm saying. Private sale.
Right.
Okay. Don't, you know, folks, and quit talking about this stuff on social media. Listen, we've already proven to you, everybody's proven that big tech is hand in hand with the government. And we know they're tied into the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department. So anytime something comes up, believe me, if somebody posts something about, hey, look at my new 50 caliber Barrett, you know what I mean? And I've seen this. You don't think for one second that your name isn't snatched and your IP address and you weren't just put in a logbook? Are you kidding me? People, stop it. Things like that are private. Nowhere do I understand that if I go out and buy a can of tuna fish, I don't need to tell anybody I bought it. You understand what I'm saying? Anything that you buy, sell, or trade, you know what I mean? And whatever item you buy that's used, previously owned, taxes were already paid on it.
That's true.
So, you know, there's really good arguments on this, but nobody's listening. But as collectively as individuals, go dark. Be smart. Go dark. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I mean that. You know, and if you get into a group of patriots, especially online, and one person approaches you, especially on the side, and asks way too many questions, that's a Fed.
Pretty much.
I'm just telling you, if you're dumb enough to talk to them, and you'd be dumb enough, hey, play stupid games and win stupid prizes.
Many memes about that.
And like I said, Doug, legally, I have said nothing wrong. Okay. You know, kiss my butt on that. I don't care. Okay. But yeah. I'm just saying, people, go dark. It's like when you were in school. If somebody hit the teacher with a spit wad, the class went silent. And good luck finding out who shot the spit wad. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're in the big world right now, and the teacher is standing there, and you're shooting spit wads. Go silent. Go dark.
Well,
stuff just doesn't need to be discussed.
And this is all intertwined as well, because you've got this push for this digital currency, this global surveillance panopticon, if you will. I mean,
and people are signing up. You're going into that social credit score system.
Yep.
Which is the databases are being built right now.
So they have been built, actually. So just imagine trying to buy a gun.
I'm just saying, though, every time information comes in, it's being added in there. There's no secrets.
No.
Be smart. Go dark. I mean, tell you, when I messed up, I go dark. I go dark. Good luck finding me.
And that's something I think that our audience, that we have to drive home to our audience, because and I get this all the time. Well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so why should I go dark? Well, no. That's not the point. Okay, you don't have to do anything wrong to get snatched up and to be put on a list. It's not like that. You know, you're not talking about engaging in any criminal activity. So to me, it's extremely important. I think people really go as low tech as possible right now.
Bingo. There you go. Low tech.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Quit punching stuff in online. Go low tech. And even lower than a piece of paper, it's ear to ear. Do like Al-Qaeda always did. You know why we couldn't bust them? Because they would transfer their messages person to person.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Good luck tapping that conversation when it's in a marketplace, you know. I mean, come on. He's in a marketplace in Mosul. Two guys talk, but a major message is just sent. We know of the meeting. We know that they were going to meet. We have no idea what was said.
And that's how we need to pull the plug on, or at least hamper their ability to do what they're doing. Yep. Yeah.
If they were a good, clean government and they were following the Lord's will, you know what? I'll work with anybody doing that. But this right now is nothing but a collection to be used. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
If you ever make it to court.
It's their court.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Think about it, people.
Yep. Yep.
Play secret agent. Be a secret agent. Anybody can do it. And just do it.
That goes for, look, folks, as convenient as they are, ring doorbells, stop it. Don't use them. Smart, you know, thermostats, don't use them.
And those machines that talk to you, that Alexa, and
yep.
They're listening to you, baby.
Of course they are. Yeah.
Your cell phone listens to you.
Yes.
At their will. I'm serious. You can shut it off. They can still track that phone.
You know, there have been cases where we've found people using that technology. And they use that technology at the Capitol. Okay. So, leave yourself a smartphone. If you have a smartphone, leave it at home. Put it in an RFID bag and just leave it at home.
Yep.
Wherever you go.
And your car keys. No joke. Your car keys too, because I don't steal your car. I'm saying if you're gonna use those Faraday bags or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
Folks, do it at night because they can walk right up to your house now, punch in a few things, read your remote, read your key fob.
That's
right.
And steal
your car.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, and perhaps we can talk about that tomorrow too, because. Yep. Everything that is transmitted. Yes. Transmitted.
We said this there several times over the last few months. Everything is intertwined.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Please. And what we talk about, it's a big puzzle. And every time you watch a show, we give you another piece of the puzzle.
And there's a lot to be said about repetition, number one. I think it's important because we have, not only do we have new listeners, but that's a learning, part of the learning process. Yeah. And secondly, I think, at least in my view, the more people who engage in civil disobedience by getting off of the grid, sacrifice the convenience. Yeah.
And that should satisfy the Christians that are preaching complacency.
Yes.
Okay, now you're not going to have to fight or whatever. At least make yourself not a target, please.
Boy, how well said is that? You know, take yourself out of that. At least you're not an easy target.
Okay? Right. So we just satisfied your complacency thing, okay? So we roll with that. That's cool. And you know what? Even if you're complacent, we still love you. We're still going to protect you. We'll die for you. That's why we're here. That's right. Why we do this. That's the point to this show, this platform. We love our country and we love the people in it, and we're not going to let it be taken to hell by these satanic pigs that are absolutely destroying not just our country, the world around us. It's not just the USA people. New world order. World. Okay, start looking in the other seas. I told you on Google, don't just punch in things in Denmark Google here in the U.S. Go to Denmark Google, punch it into Google. Use their own tool against them. Punch in Denmark Google. A link will come up. Go there. You will then, first thing you're going to see is what they see in Denmark. Because what they see in Denmark on Google isn't what you're looking at in Google. Trust me. Just do it. Try me. Challenge me, please.
And I use a VPN as well.
Thank you.
Because I'll tell you something. I've when I put myself over in another location, it's interesting to see what comes at me in terms of headlines, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But also, I think it, not only do you cover your tracks, but you get an entirely new kind of view. And folks listening to us, if you don't know how to do it, get your grandson, hire the neighborhood kid. You know,
that's a fact.
I'm telling you, it's not that hard. And if I can do it, you can do it.
And VPNs are available for your cell phones. You can turn them on and off at will.
Yes.
Right there on your phone. Click on, click off.
Right on. Eric the Tech, are we out of time? Almost, right? Oh, okay, good. All right. So
recommend Proton Mail as your email account?
Very good advice.
And Proton also offers a VPN service.
Very nice.
So very nice. Proton's out of Switzerland, right? Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yes.
Okay, so Proton Mail, which I'm not going to get into how we operate, but Proton Mail, important VPN service built into that, extremely important. It's encrypted, end-to-end peer-to-peer encryption. And even if you're sending a chocolate chip cookie recipe, use Proton Mail. Very good advice for people. And it's free, I think. It's up to so much.
Yeah, and even the paid accounts are very affordable.
Okay.
But you can download their app, so you can use their mail system. They have a mail app, VPN app, everything.
And they'll do good until they're corrupted, you know?
Well, that's true. Do they
have that's an ever-moving thing over the years. So we've seen over the last couple of decades, there'll be a strong platform, and then it gets sucked into somebody sells it out or whatever. You know, but Eric is absolutely correct. That right now is the most secure method of communication as far as email and what he's suggesting with the VPNs. And people listen to Eric when he talks about this electronic stuff. He knows his stuff.
And you know what? People give us a rash of crap about, well, you're nothing but a shill for satellite phones. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Satellite phones right now, you talk about the end around the cell phone. You want privacy? Satellite phone will do it for you.
Remember, the reason we couldn't bag bin Laden in Afghanistan was that he was using the satellite cell. He was using satellite phones.
Yes.
Not a cell phone. We'd have picked him up, you know, 9/11 was Tuesday. We'd have picked him up Wednesday. Okay. Right. But he was on a sat phone, and they could intercept some messages, but they could never pin the location on this guy. I'm telling you, I did it for 8 years. Okay, those satellite phones are the way to go. That's the way to go. And the one that is on this site, okay, is affordable.
Yep.
That's the key. That's what spooks everybody. Well, it's going to cost a lot of money. Click the link, please, at Hagman BI.
Yeah.
Please. Please, just go there. Yeah. Read about it. Do a little bit of research. You know what? A satellite phone's a good investment.
Along with what they call a bivy stick for text messages. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Now there's Bluetooth from there to the cell phone.
Hey, one more thing real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The majority of the big-name VPN companies you see out there, those are white-label companies. Same exact service.
Same service, different name.
So who owns that?
Yeah.
So that would, to your point, Proton Mail, Proton with a VPN.
Yep.
Very, very well stated. All right. Randy Taylor, that's going to about do it for us today. I appreciate your time. Tomorrow, if you have the opportunity, if your schedule permits, let's rock and roll with that.
I will let you know shortly, sir.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. Hagman Report, HagmanPI.com. Again, please subscribe to us on Rumble, Rumble, Brighteon, and bookmark HagmanPI.com. Appreciate you. And also, make sure you watch InfoWars and that segment there, and give them a thumbs up as well. Randy, talk.